Hello, this is Cherie Martinen from Bancorp Insurance. Here from Insurance Talk with a very special guest in the studio. Well, she's calling into the studio today. I have Brandy from Regents, and she's going to introduce herself. Welcome to the show, Brandy.
Thank you, Cherie. So my name is Brandy Wismuth-Platt, and I am the local Medicare broker manager for Regents, and I cover the Northern Oregon territories. That also includes Central Oregon. So thank you for having me today.
Yeah, thank you for being here. We are a good partner of Regents. Regents is a great partner for us, and we are excited about the annual election period coming up here, October 15th through December 7th. And if you are interested in any Regents plans, please give Bancorp Insurance a call. We'd be happy to go over them with you. And we're going to talk a little bit about the plans and then just a little bit about kind of the industry and what's going on here today with Brandy. Like, one of the first things we were talking about before we even got on the podcast was just that it's different today than it was maybe even last year or 2 years ago. And some of that is stuff is more expensive. And I think we're seeing this everywhere. Not just in healthcare, but like me and Brandy were talking about, it's getting expensive for groceries and gas. And in the healthcare side, people might have been delaying care and not going to the hospital during COVID. And so there's some backup. There's some backup, and we're seeing it now in the claims, right? There's more and more claims coming through, and prescription drugs are more expensive. And that does kind of affect all of us, whether it's the nurses, making sure that they're getting paid adequately at St. Charles, to St. Charles working with their Medicare Advantage partners, which in this case is Regents. And Regents did a really good job this year, I think, working with St. Charles. They were not on the naughty list that was publicly sent out to the whole world. So thank you, Regents, for sticking with us there and sticking with St. Charles.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, I think you pretty much summed that up.
Yeah, we're really happy that we still have Regents available as a really good partner and that you're offering plans in our area. And yes, we know that things are getting more expensive, but Regents has been able to keep it pretty affordable for most of their plans. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
Absolutely. So yeah, understandably, everyone, you know, is struggling. And your point here, you know, we have strong contracts in local network with St. Charles Hospital. So we understand we are seeing carriers' rates are increasing more than ever, hence the recent, you know, negotiations going on with St. Charles. But we do remain in network with them going into 2024. So rest assured, we are solid there.
You have a great network, including St. Charles, which is great. So you have a good network throughout the entire Central Oregon.
Yes, correct. With all the health clinics out there and, you know, Summit and the High Lakes. Yes, going strong. So I do want to kind of go over a little bit of our, you know, Deschutes County segment. Now, we didn't add any plans this year, but we, or expand into the area or surrounding area, but we really focus on trying to be consistent across our Deschutes service area. So our focus here was to really remain stable. So we didn't really play with our benefits too much, but we still offer the 3 HMO and 2 PPO plans in the Deschutes service area. A few things that we have done with the benefits is that we've overall had some premium reductions. We did lower some of those copays. We did also embed our combined dental benefits, so we will no longer have those optional supplement benefits or additional premium buy-ups. And then we did have a little reduction in our alternative medicine benefits. But as far as, you know, our value proposition here, we focus on keeping our members with us. It's why our providers trust us to pay claims. We really believe our members get more at Regents because of our employees, our customer service, The people that we work with in our organization really care about our members, and this is how we work together each and every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then she just said this really quietly, but I think it's really important. So you don't have to buy up the dental plan now. It's just included.
It's included in the plan. So it's a combination of both preventive and comprehensive, so using your major services. But it's all included into the plan, and depending on the plan, will depend on how much that annual maximum allowance will be.
And I think that's really big, too, that they're doing not just the preventative, but the comprehensive. And the preventative is the ones that, you know, like we all think of, which is teeth cleaning, x-rays, just that annual visit. But then the comprehensive, that's covering a lot of stuff. That's covering anything from extractions to cavity fillings to bridges. I mean, that's big.
Correct. Yeah. So preventive, you know, that's still going to be covering, like you said, those exams, routine cleanings, fluoride, those bite wings, the full mouth x-rays, periodontal maintenance, scaling, root planing, things like that. And then on the comprehensive side, you know, that's going to be covered. It hasn't changed the 50% rule, but, you know, that's going to be covering services like fillings and repairs, crowns, you know, inlays, root canals, and things like that. So now we did remove the benefit for covering implants and bridges, but still we have a very beneficial comprehensive and preventive services to cover.
And then, like, what's the network on that for the dental?
That is still going to be the Regents network.
So still really robust. That's good.
Yeah. Yes, and that hasn't changed. So always adding more dental providers year after year. So it's very strong. We have good benefits with our dental providers and our rate.
And so the dental is included with your Medicare Advantage plans for the HMO and the PPOs. And then we haven't talked about this yet, but prescription drugs is also kind of a big topic in our area and I think everywhere. We talked a little bit about how things are getting more expensive. I think prescription drugs are on the top of the list for everybody, but you guys have done a good job of keeping the formulary pretty steady and then making sure that we have lots of options for the mailing. Do you want to fill everyone in on the prescription drugs and how it works with Regents?
Yeah, and Sherry, can we just bounce back real quick to the dental? I just wanted to really inform people that Regents has, you know, the vast network of top-rated dental providers to choose from. And I just wanted to also add there's, you know, no waiting periods or deductibles when you can get set up for those appointments right away with our dental providers.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you added that.
So as far as our prescription drug plan, so, you know, not too many changes, but our prescription drug copays are as low as a zero copay, especially for, you know, tier one and tier two generic drugs in our Medicare Advantage plan. And our prescription deductibles waived for tier one and tier two, and of course those select insulin drugs that treat, you know, conditions such as diabetes. And then we, of course, have our comprehensive formularies. And then we did also add, you know, we have that preferred pharmacy where we offer lowest cost. And these include popular pharmacies. You know, those could be Albertsons, Costco, Fred Meyer's, Rite Aid, Safeway, Walgreens, Walmart, to give you some examples. And then we also have for you to use our mail order pharmacies. This is a very convenient way to have those prescriptions delivered to your home, free shipping. So currently we have our mail order options, our Alliance Prescription Walgreens Pharmacy, Express Scripts Home Delivery, and then we also have the Postal Prescription Services. My understanding with the Alliance prescription, if you are already a a Walgreens member, it's just a kind of an easy transition to use the mail order pharmacy. And I think more and more people are using mail order, especially after and during COVID. So,
well, yeah, and there's a lot of benefits to that mail order. One of them being kind of what you touched on was the copays and how the copays can be less if you order through mail order.
Correct. Yeah, so, you know, you really get more for your money, you know, get up to that 100-day supply of our drugs at the same copay as a 90-day supply. And then, of course, we have the supplemental drug coverage on the Blue Advantage HMO. So that covers Tier 1, you know, folic acid, vitamin B12, vitamin D, and other such drugs that you can use either a preferred retail or get through the mail order pharmacy. And then, you know, if you use the insulin, you know, you pay the $35 or less per month for insulin with no deductible at any pharmacy or supplier, even those using the insulin pumps too.
And that is good to know about the insulin. And I know that they've been trying to make insulin more affordable, so it's nice to see that for everyone that is using insulin. And then, are you ready to talk about vision? Because that's another perk that you guys also add in for the same plan.
Yeah, so our routine vision, of course, is an extra benefit. It hasn't changed too much since 2023 to 2024. But, you know, we still have the zero annual routine vision exam. We offer the free pair of single vision, line bifocal, line trifocal, or the lenticular lenses. And that's up to $100 per year for frames or contact lenses.
Which is amazing. And then you guys have a pretty good refill for that as well, right? It's easy to get them refilled at multiple locations.
Correct. Yeah. So make it easier on the member.
And then we were talking about this beforehand, but I didn't ask. And you guys have a pretty handy app, right? And so if you needed to refill prescriptions or find where you could fill prescriptions or refill your prescription for your eyeglasses, all of that can be done on the app, right?
Correct. It is very user-friendly, easy to navigate, and very, you know, the use of that is very important, I think, especially with our modern technology today and how we use it.
And then we didn't talk about this yet either, but with on the app, I think we were talking earlier, you can even look up places to go for Silver and Fit. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we still have that extra benefit, contractors with Silver and Fit program. So that's where you can find free standard gym memberships, you know, at thousands of different fitness centers, locations nationwide. You can hop between gyms. You know, you don't have to just stay at one gym. You use multiple gyms. There's unlimited access to an on-demand workout videos and live streaming fitness classes through Facebook, YouTube, virtual health, things like that. And then, of course, you could members can use the weekly one-on-one coaching sessions by either phone or video or chat, and that's no additional charge. Of course, we have with Silver and Fit, if you want to use more of their premium gyms, those are separate contracts, and so it kind of would depend what the cost would be for that. But it's fairly easy to find a local gym through the Silver and Fit part of that.
Yeah, and I think a new thing, because in the past we've seen like the at-home kit, but the new thing is the online or on-demand coaching, which is pretty cool. So that's that what you were just talking about, maybe going online and having a class there or being able to talk to somebody maybe about health and fitness or, like that's new for Silver and Fit. So that's neat to see.
Yeah. So one thing to point out with Silver and Fit is that the Fitbit is not being offered next year, but we do have a 30% discount if a Regents member wants to use one, if they, you know, are on one of our plans and they're a Regents member. So they still will be have that discount if they choose to get a Fitbit. or, you know, the Fitbit smartwatches or activity trackers.
Yeah, which I know that they were kind of popular for a while. I don't know if everyone's into the Fitbit culture the same way that they were in the past, but it is nice to hear that we can still have access to those and have access again to all of those gyms and the virtual stuff. And all of that's included in the region's Medicare Advantage and Medicare PPO plans, which is amazing. And we were talking about one other thing that's kind of cool that you guys are doing that's also included, again, in all of your plans, which is pretty amazing. And that was like the personal devices.
Yeah, so a personal emergency response system, we know that's a free medical alert device for that is used 24/7 assistance. They just, you know, push a button. Chrysler's monthly monitoring charges covered at 100%. And we really encourage members to utilize this medical alert device, you know, especially ones that maybe help prevent falls and, you know, keep them out of the emergency room as much as possible, especially for those who maybe like to go out on hikes or who are a lot of times, you know, by themselves. So we still have that personal emergency response system.
And these things are great. And I would highly recommend if you've ever thought of using one to use one. My grandfather used one for years. I was talking to Brandy beforehand. It helped us know maybe when he was golfing with a friend or if he was walking around the block, if he stopped for too long, you know, we knew that maybe we needed to call and ask for help because there is GPS tracking on most of these devices as well as just the peace of mind that if he fell, he could get help and that he wouldn't be there for long periods of time. I think all of us have heard of stories of, you know, someone going out to get the mail and tripping and falling and being there for hours. And that's exactly what we don't want to happen. So it's nice that Regence has this a benefit offered and that they're covering, you said 100% of the annual or the monthly cost on that?
Yeah, the monthly monitoring charges is covered at 100%.
Which is awesome. So that's great. I'm so glad you guys are doing that. So Brandy, is there anything else? I know you had a really nice story of an event you were at recently that you were telling me about beforehand where you met a gentleman who uses Regence currently.
Yeah, so I recently did a veteran stand down benefit event that was in Portland, but I have a Regence member come up to the table and just really express the gratitude he had for being on a Regence plan, especially some situations or medical issues he was previously having. He just stressed to us that, you know, we were always there and that we care. So it was great to hear that.
Yeah, I like that story. Is there any other stories that you want to share or anything else you'd want to tell the listeners about Regence?
Yeah, well, I just kind of wanted to touch a little bit about our national PPO network. So, you know, as you know, we have an in-network cost sharing with any participating PPO providers. So our national network is solid with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. We have access to 48 states, which do include Puerto Rico, District of Columbia. However, of course, providers may not be available in all the areas of the state or its territories or counties, but we are not losing any states. We still have the 48 states going into 2024, except for Wyoming and Alaska. So they still don't have that blue PPO, but we still provide, you know, emergency room and urgent care services there. We just don't have a PPO provider network in those two states.
And that is
so hopefully in the future. And then, of course, our Medicare Global Core doesn't include the Virgin Islands. But, you know, this is widely used for those who want that flexibility. So this national PPO network allows, you know, those snowbirds who may live in Portland half the year and then they travel to Arizona the other half, but they're on the plan that covers providers in both areas.
And that is a nice benefit with Regence is that they have that national network, the blues, and that it is does make it easy for those people who snowbird. So that thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, and I also just wanted to kind of go over a little bit of our customer service. I think this is a really good source that we have for our members and how they do service for us. So as you know, our local customer service representatives, they live in the area. They work in our service area. We hire them locally. Our employees are here. You know, they are in your town. You maybe even run into them at the local store, movie theater. You know, they're very familiar with our providers. So our customer service is our focus. You know, our members, they are getting a live local person every time. They're resolving issues quickly or just answering questions right then and there. On average, our call answers are within 20 seconds. And we're just really different than some of those national companies who provide customer service, you know, offshore. We are different from regional and national. What that means is relates to that customer service relationship.
I think Regents does a really good job of having, again, that big national blue network, but then making sure that the care and the staff and the service are all local. So you guys do a really good job of that, making sure that we're taking care of that small feel, but with the big guy benefits.
Yeah. And I just kind of want to end with what we are most excited about is embedding the dental benefits, really elimination of that dental buy-up, our stability of our premiums. And then I also wanted to point out just kind of our value proposition where our members get more at Regents. We really believe our members get more from us because, you know, we have such a great customer service. Of course, the people that, you know, work at our organization really care about our members. So these members are very important to us, as well as our broker partnerships. And so we really appreciate you. And I really appreciate this time and what we have been achieving more together.
Yeah, Brandy, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to tell everybody that listens to us on Insurance Talk about Regents and everything that you're offering in the Central Oregon area. Again, thank you so much for being here. We're really excited for the annual election period. Again, if you are a current Regents member, you get most, like almost everything we talked about today. And if you're not a Regents member yet, you have the opportunity to be a Regents member when open enrollment starts. It's October 15th through December 7th. You can come visit us at Bancorp Insurance. We're located right downtown to La Pine, or you can call and make an appointment at 541-536-1726. We are doing something a little different this year. There's a little bit more regulation on when we can meet and speak with people. So when you book your appointment, I'm asking everyone to complete something called a scope of appointment, which is literally just a form saying that you understand that we're going to talk about Medicare products, just like this product that you're hearing about today, and that you're looking forward to seeing us on the date that you schedule the appointment. So we're excited to have everybody here. We're excited about annual election period, and we're excited to have Regents as a partner. All right, Brandy, I will let you go. Thank you so much.
Produced by Carver Sound Productions. For more information on podcast production services, visit carversoundproductions.com.